Mosiah chapter 28. In the first two verses, we learn that the sons of Mosiah and some others, again, we think there was more involved in this visit of the angel than just Alma and the sons of Mosiah, but there were others, and they want to go preach to the Lamanites. And in verse 3, it tells us the main reason why they wanted to. And let me quote that. It says, "The very thought that any soul should endure endless torment did cause them to quake and tremble." So we see here that they had a great love for others. And it wasn't just love. It was a great fear that anyone should, great compassion. And that's where we get to why love begins to be called charity. Because we can see the feelings we have when we look and think about someone else having to go to hell. We think about it should be the greatest of fear when we think about ourselves. And then as soon as we begin to think about it for ourselves, we think, well, what if it was someone else? And these are the kind of feelings that we should have towards others. And we should never be, therefore, be considering ourselves haughty or above them or anything because we have... Because we've been saved, if we think, or because we have found Christ, or whatever word we want to put on it. But nonetheless, we should be thankful for everything we receive from the Lord, and we should have great charity towards others when we think about them, and it should never cause us to think ourselves above them. Well, we learned that these men had been the vilest of sinners, but because of the mercy of God, for the Lord, he had spared them. Now he once again make this clear that it's not that you come unto the Lord, you pray to him, and now you're saved because of his grace, and that's it. There is a need for repentance. And it says here in verse 4 that they suffered much anguish of soul because of their iniquities, suffering much and fearing that they should be cast off forever. So there's a tremendous... repentance required for the sons of Mosiah and the others that viewed that angel. Well, when King Mosiah then hears their request, he doesn't just immediately refuse as reason would. I mean, it would be obviously reasonable. Here just came Alma in, or in his lifetime, he has seen Alma come back. He's seen all these things happen. And so he would immediately say, "No, I'm not going to let you go up there. These men have put all these the Nephites into captivity and did all these atrocious things to them. That's crazy if you don't want to go up there." But he doesn't say that immediately. He goes to the Lord and he asks the Lord. And how he's asking him? He asks him in the Spirit, and he relies on spiritual revelation because he's developed this communication with the Lord. And he has faith and clear trust in what the Spirit says. And so in verse 9, he immediately says, "Go ahead and go," and that he also believe, and he's also told that the Lord will that their trip will be successful, and that the Lord will deliver them out of the hands of the Lamanites. So he's happy, and he lets them go, and it'll come back and tell us what happened on this trip. Well, now in verse 10 we learn that they would rather go preach and save souls. This is what's important to them, and they don't see any benefit or anything in becoming the next king. There's no value in that. See, there was really no value in it to Mosiah or Alma either. They don't care about dominating others as we do today. They don't care about these positions. Well, it was glad, and it should be rejoiceful to see that neither did his sons. These things weren't of value. The things of value were the things of the Lord and following the Lord and growing with the Lord. And so none of his sons want to be kings. They want to go up there with the Lamanites. And they truly want that. It's not just their way of making a sacrifice. They know where the true value is. And so they want to go up to there. And so King Mosiah hasn't got anyone to confer the kingdom on. So therefore, he takes care of first things first. And what's the first thing? The most important thing is the records of the people. That's what's important, and let's pass on the words of the prophets and of the Lord to the people. Let's preserve that. That's what's going to save them, not his great government or all the things that he can establish and all these kind of things of men, as we would think today. No, what's important is that record. So he goes and translates the record. Note that King Mosiah has the Urim and Thummim, which makes him a seer. See, he is greater than Alma, and we've already pre-established that, that he had the greater authority of God in the land. And he is the seer, and he therefore uses this to translate. Again, in some degree, it's a saddening thing for us today to realize that we don't have the Urim and Thummim, that we haven't been worthy to have these things to continue to receive records and learn of other peoples. Meaning they have their records of their ancestry, which we could say the Book of Mormon is our records of our ancestry, but they kept getting records of other people and learning of other things to continue to motivate them to serve the Lord more and see the works of the Lord. Well, they read he translates the records, and that's the record of the people of Jared, and we'll learn more about that at the end of the Book of Mormon. But it says here that the Lord wants us to know of the destruction of those who reject him. And the clear important thing there is the rejection of Jesus Christ. Do we have Jesus Christ in our daily lives? Do we have him in our church, our government, in our everything? Do we or not? And that is what determines someone's destruction. And slowly people rejecting from government, then business, and then church, and then their daily lives, and on and on and on. And that's where we are today, where we don't see the need or the purpose of Jesus Christ in anything other than to say, yes, he died for our sins. But then we turn around and we do a lot of performances and ordinances, and we claim that we're saved by the performances and the ordinances, and only give a little lip service to the Lord. We've got him down to tell where, yea, today we've rejected him, all except for the lip service. So then in the end, in verse 20, he makes Alma the Younger the custodian of these records and tells him to pass them on and keep the record as he has and others have.